Reflections on the Psalms by C.S. Lewis. Psalm 37, verse 6. If this is not recognized as pattern, the reader will either find mare's nests, as some of the older preachers did, in his effort to get a different meaning out of each half of the verse, or else feel that it is rather silly. In reality, it is a very pure example of what all pattern, and therefore all art, involves. The principle of art has been defined by someone as the same in the other. Thus, in a country dance you take three steps and then three steps again. That is the same. But the first three are to the right, and the second three to the left. That is the other. In a building there may be a wing on one side and a wing on the other, but both of the same shape. In music the composer may say, A, B, C, and then A, B, C, and then Alpha, Beta, Gamma. Rhyme consists in putting together two syllables that have the same sound, except for their initial consonants, which are other. Parallelism is the characteristically Hebrew form of the same in the other, but it occurs in many English poets too. For example, in Marlowe's, cut is the branch that might have grown full straight, and burned is Apollo's laurel bough. Or in the childishly simple form used by the cherry tree carol, Joseph was an old man, and an old man was he. Of course, the parallelism is often partially concealed on purpose, as the balances between masses in a picture may be something far subtler than complete symmetry. And, of course, other and more complex patterns may be worked in across it, as in Psalm 119, or in 107 with its refrain. I mention only what is most obvious, the parallelism itself.